and welcome to another episode of The Clutter-Free Life. My name is Dotun. How are you doing? How have you been? I trust that you're doing good and not overwhelmed, because I'm here today to talk about being overwhelmed. Okay, so let's dive right into it. To be overwhelmed means to be buried down or drowned beneath a huge mass of something, you know, stuff. People ask you what's on your mind and you say stuff. What's in your bag? Stuff. What's in your house? What's in your space? Stuff. Yeah, so sometimes it's not always physical. Clutter is a weight that we need to get rid of. Yeah, there's this quote I really, really love. It's by Stephen Wright. And it says, I have a collection of seashells and it's scattered on the beaches around the world. Have you seen it? So the idea here is that something could just be in the world and that it could just be enough. You know, it was radical to think that you don't actually have to own something first for it to have value to you. The cars can be in the world. The cars, you know, the clothes, the shoes, the bags, the houses can be scattered all around the world. It doesn't have to be in your space for you to feel a sense of value. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. We get overwhelmed when we feel the need to own so many stuff or to hold on to so much stuff. We fill our houses, our cars, our phones with so much more than we can manage. I remember growing up, my mom would buy us clothes in advance for years. Yoruba will call it bambe. So maybe it's year 2015 and I have clothes that will last me the entire year and beyond. I don't know, she just had the, you know, great eye for fashion. And I was very lucky because the clothes she would buy were never out of style. So she had good taste and she actually, you know, she had so much pride in herself that she actually got the best. And she would keep getting and getting. So I grew up around a lot of stuff. You know, my room was that kind of room where you want to sleep at night, you just move your clothes to one side and sleep on one side. When you wake up in the morning, you're like lying on a pile of clothes. There were so, you know, too many stuff lying around. And I'm thinking to myself, like, why do we have to own so much stuff? Back then, it used to overwhelm me a lot because we spent literally every day after school folding, cleaning, clearing. And it was just, you know, a roller coaster that never ended, you know? And I just want us to realize that more stuff, more doesn't lead to happiness. Especially when it comes to tangible stuff. It doesn't lead to happiness. So I'm led to ask, like, would you prefer to have so much stuff or would you prefer memorable experiences? For me, my most memorable holiday ever was doing something fun with my friends or strangers and not shopping. It was maybe back at uni that it was so much fun to travel and you're in one store, you know, hopping from one store to the other, looking for like the best thing ever that you can bring back. And to be honest, those trips didn't hold so much memories because they were just stuff. After I grew up so much and I learned to, you know, live with less, I had more meaningful trips or vacations, holidays, because I was spending making memories, eating good food, meeting people, you know, prioritizing that time and making the most of my time and not working so hard to buy stuff and keeping that cycle going. So again, I'm asking you, are you overwhelmed? You know, when we talk about clutter lately, a lot of people just feel like, oh yeah, it's just the house, maybe the furniture, or stuff in your kitchen, your closet. But no, we have digital clutter, mental, physical, spiritual, emotional clutter. Your digital clutter are the files you've saved without the naming convention. So you have loads of pictures and you've not actually just, you know, grouped them into a folder so that when you're looking for something, you can easily find. I'm guilty of this as well. I just have pictures splashed all over the place, and when I feel so overwhelmed, I end up deleting everything. So, you know, what's the need for those pictures in the first place? So if you must actually keep emails or you have some important digital stuff to keep, you know, arranging or organizing them according to a naming convention will actually make your life a lot easier. How about mental clutter? There's fears, there's voices, and anything that just bombards you and tells you, oh, you can't do something, you know, it's just in your head. It's not happened yet. So I always say that fear is that price you pay for something that may never happen. You're just, you know, preempting it, you're looking forward to it while hoping it doesn't happen, but you're already living in that space. It's clutter. It messes up your head. You can't really move past that phase. There's spiritual clutter, lack of forgiveness, lack of inner peace. It's the most paralyzing, especially the stuff we don't see. You know, emotional clutter as well is, you know, the voices in your head, fear and guilt. Basically, clutter is anything that keeps you from living that life you're meant to live. Clutter holds you back. It makes you feel overwhelmed. Clutter is also postponed decisions. There's some things that you should actually do now, and you just say, I'll leave it till later. Procrastination is one because of clutter and making people feel overwhelmed. To be honest, okay, let's just pause for a second. If you're feeling overwhelmed right now and you try to dig a little deeper, what's the reason? Sometimes it's not even something so big, but it's just that, you know, decision you're pushing away. Maybe you need to call someone and you're agitated. You don't know what to say or what they will say, and you keep pushing it away. The longer you push this feeling away, the more it messes up your head and you can't actually do stuff, productive stuff, right? Change is as a result of an action, and action is as a result of a decision. You need to decide to let stuff go. You know, it begins baby steps. Just like if you have a huge space to clean right now, I wouldn't say clean 10 hours at a go, because you're actually just organizing the stuff and not reducing. So you're going to have a cycle, an unending cycle of cleaning and organizing stuff. Do you understand? I personally have a rule with my son that when he says, Mom, let us play, my answer should not be, I'm busy. Busy doing what? Cleaning, right? Organizing, like I'm doing him a favor. My answer should always be, yes, what would you like to do? And how can I achieve that? By, you know, living with less. To be honest, who says our weekends must be set aside for chores? What happened to, you know, spending time with our spouses, children, friends, and even yourself? Yes, yourself. The price of anything you have right now is the amount of life you have exchanged for it. That's the truth. Time, a lot of people say, oh, time is money. But no, time is life. At the end of the day, when someone maybe passes on, they say, oh, he lived maybe 50 years. Yeah, it's not really about the amount of money in the account or what they have. It's all summarized into time. So time is life. So is your stuff stopping you? You need to actually, you know, be bluntly honest with yourself. How much stuff do you have? Do you realize that if you have less stuff, you have more time? You have more organizing time, packing time and cleaning time. I've got 99 problems and my stuff ain't one. What are you doing today to ensure that you're leaving with less stuff in your mind, in your space, in your life? Again, I'm asking you, how are you feeling? Overwhelmed? If yes, can you narrow it down and see how you can reduce stuff, you know, take out stuff? I'm trying to keep this episode as short as possible. In the next episode, we'll actually take some personal evaluation questions that will help us know where we are right now and how we can proceed with being less overwhelmed till we're eventually free. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this has really helped you.